It was more than a slap in the face. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News comedian Dave Chappelle attacked on stage. Far different than what happened at the Oscars.
Dave Chappelle was one of several comedians performing at the iconic Hollywood Bowl before he was tackled on stage by a paying ticket holder. Fortunately, the 48-year-old comedian wasn't seriously injured, but the same cannot be said for that audience member.
Mario Ramirez of Fox 11 TV in LA says the man was tackled by security, left with a badly injured arm.
Following that stage tackle, Chris Rock, who is no stranger injured on stage attacks, gave Chappelle a hug. He then joked to the audience, "Will, was that you?"
Referencing actor Will Smith, who slapped Rock at the Academy Awards. J.D. Vance rode a Trump wave to victory in Ohio, winning a Republican Senate primary after an endorsement from the former president. Vance says the media didn't want that.
They wanted to write a story that this campaign would be the death of Donald Trump's America First agenda. Ladies and gentlemen, it ain't the death of the America First agenda.
Vance will face Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan. There's no school today at Belton High School in Texas. The day after a fight in a bathroom, an 18-year-old student was stabbed and died. Another senior was arrested, awaiting charges now. Russia is stepping up the attacks on Ukraine with nearly 50 airstrikes yesterday alone.
Including right here in Lviv, our crews heard the loud blast from inside the building where we are. We looked outside and saw the thick black smoke billowing across this city. Here is the latest what we know right now. Russia's defense ministry claims it hit six railway stations here in Ukraine that are being used to supply Ukrainian forces with foreign weapons.
Fox is mad. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen is now proposing a ban on importing Russian oil by the end of the year.
We will make sure that we phase out Russian oil in an orderly fashion.
To minimize the impact on the global market, this as diesel hits a new all-time record high price. AAA has it at $5.43 a gallon. It's up 34 cents in just 1 week. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
That Supreme Court leak showing conservative justices ready to overturn the ruling that legalized abortion in favor of states' rights to restrict it has led to protests nationwide. That was in Phoenix. Well, a pro-choice demonstration in Los Angeles that started peacefully ended with protesters clashing with police, throwing rocks and bottles. One officer was injured. Missouri has one less prisoner on death row.
Missouri executed convicted killer Carmen Deck last evening. He'd been convicted of robbing a couple in their rural East Missouri home in 1996 and then shooting them to death. As he lay on a gurney in the death chamber, media observers say Deck turned and looked at those gathered in the witness room and seemed to mouth the words, "I'm sorry." It took just 8 minutes for a lethal injection to end his life. In his final statement, Deck wrote, "Please give love, show love, be love." Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Well, Americans have been unmasked on buses and trains and planes by a court decision, but public health officials still want us to wear masks.
It's no longer the law, but the CDC continues to advise that Americans 2 and older wear masks on airplanes and public transit. The agency restating the recommendation Tuesday, citing the current spread of coronavirus and projections of future COVID-19 trends. The government repeatedly extended the transportation mask mandate, and the latest extension was set to expire Tuesday before a federal judge struck it down last month. The Justice Department appealed the ruling at the CDC's request. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
The Federal Reserve's policymakers are assessing the economy for a second day in a row, and later today they are expected to announce another interest rate hike, expected to be about 0.5%. Now, ahead of that, on Wall Street, stock futures are rising after 2 days in a row of gains to start May, following big losses in April. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.